Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. If the biblical story of the dispersion from Babel is true, we would expect to find continuation of ideas that were held before the confusion of languages and the separation of people into groups that were dispersed regardless of their current geography, race, or language. One example of this that historians have been unable to explain is similarities in the earliest cultures regarding recognition of star patterns or constellations. Historian Kenneth Breacher notes regarding the Sirius constellation, quote, "The Babylonians identify Sirius as part of a constellation which they describe as a bow and arrow. The Chinese independently describe the bow and arrow in the sky, but they use different stars for their construction. It is remarkable that the same images, dogs, bows, and arrows occur in cosmographies of different cultures. After all, if you look at the sky, you only see points of light on a dark field. This can be taken as indication that the astronomical myths of China and Mesopotamia derive from a common origin." End of quote. But even more interesting is the Pleiades constellation, because it's known worldwide in antiquity as the Great Bear. The star group of Ursula Major is identified as a bear in Asia, Europe, North America, and even ancient Egypt, where curiously, there are no bears. There are no reasonable explanation for why these unconnected stars should be described in the same way across such diverse cultures. However, if the cultures today originated from a single point, Babel, as explained in the Bible, then such a carryover of ancient ideas is exactly what we would expect to find. To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca and tune in on our podcast, available now on all podcast platforms.